This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. If you're a farmer, you probably have an opinion about the money that goes to the United Soybean Board as a checkoff paid by growers. I spoke to the farmer member who is the current chairman of USB. Among other things, I asked him what he thought of fake meat with soy protein in it. Have you ever driven a car or truck when you were impaired? Tough answer is, most of us have. This Christmas season, take a pledge to get a ride if you have done anything to make your driving a hazard to yourself or others. Almost 30% of all traffic crash fatalities in the United States involve drunk drivers. Stay sober. Don't get pulled over. A message from this station and the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Keith Papp is a Kentucky farmer and chairman of the United Soybean Board. At this time, USB has 73 board members from all states that grow soybeans, but that is changing.
A month from now, we will have 78 because soybean production has gone up. And so we have five states, Kentucky being one of them, that are going to receive an additional director next year for 20.
Pap talked to me about new products using soybeans.
The new uses are exciting right now. I mean, we've come up with so many different things that... kind of interesting. I've had someone ask, what is soy not in? Because soy is in so many things. Asphalt is a new use that we've just kind of bringing online. Yeah, it's making it a big presence now. They're pouring some. It's a cooler asphalt, lasts longer. So we're, you know, real excited about that. Of course, it's in tires that run on the asphalt, you know. So we're real excited about some of the new uses that we've come up with.
Well, it's a product that's been proven for most of the 20th century. You could do almost anything with it.
Right.
It's just a question of what can work into consumer products or what can be economically viable. But how about on the food side? Are you able to step forward anything more on food products besides what you're making now?
Well, we've developed a new bean, a Hiolaic bean, that is a healthier bean or healthier oil that we're just trying to get introduced to the market now. And it's got a lot of great industrial use as well. But the key is, you know, we've tried this before and we fell a little short. But now we've got a product that is going to be, you know, the goal setter. Well, you know, we're always looking for better ways to remain sustainable because of the industry we're in. 95% of the farmers that are in the U.S. Have proven that by the conservation practices that they practice. So that's a big thing. And
he also commented on soy protein being fed to livestock, but also being used in new plant protein products commonly known as fake meat. How do you as a farmer and having friends that are livestock producers relate to fake meat, if you will, or plant protein that tastes like meat and soybeans being a part of that?
Well, that's an interesting question. We want to move beans any way we can. So if people want to try the Impossible Burger, so to speak, then, you know, we've got some protein in there, and there are customers too. Protein is the reason we grow the soybean, and that's the, you know, animals are our number one customer. So we want to promote that as much as we can, but we're not in competition, I don't think, with, you know, those that want to have the diet that uses protein in their diet without actually using it through the meat or through the animal. So we support plant-based or animal-based protein.
That's Keith Papp, the chairman of the United Soybean Board. That's Profit Matters. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.